Saw this great meme on Facebook yesterday. It's a picture of an old Nokia phone, and it says, imagine if this lockdown happened 18 years ago. You'd be stuck at home with a Nokia 3310 with 300 texts, 100-minute call limit, and dial-up internet. That is a horrifying thought indeed. Joining us right now to talk about some of the search trends on Google is Google search trend expert, and we're always happy to have Molly Vandenberg on because she's local. She's from Macomb County. Molly, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for having me. I hope you're doing well, and I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, we're happy to have you here as well. Google has become very, very important to us, not that it wasn't already, but people are searching for all kinds of things. What are some of the top trends?
It's really interesting. As people spend more time at home, of course, people are looking for information and ways to stay up to date, and we do our best to surface that from authoritative sources like the World Health Organization. But in addition to that, people are really looking for different ways to spend their time or different things to learn now that they've been at home for a little while longer. And so one of the ways that they're doing so is with YouTube. And so when we look at the videos that have been trending, it's really interesting to see a couple of things emerge. The first one is around fitness, which might not be surprising. People still want to stay active if they can't get to their favorite class or the gym. So when we look at workout at home videos, we're seeing the daily views for those spike over 200%. So it's a really good way and good opportunity to discover some of those creators and kind of stay in your routine. I really like one called Blogilates. It's a favorite channel of mine, and I've been doing some of that. One thing I haven't been doing, though, but it seems like a lot of people are, is chicken farming, believe it or not. People
what?
Are looking for videos of how to take care of chickens. Oh, yes, a lot of people had purchased chickens as a way to, you know, have their own kind of food source, raise them, get eggs. And therefore, as a result, we're seeing a lot of people looking up these videos about chicken farming. They've increased in daily viewership over 130%.
I'll be darned. That's interesting. So we're trying to be more self-sufficient, I guess. We're trying to get some exercise at home. But we're searching out for comfort foods, too, aren't we?
We are, and in fact, I think it's really interesting to see that, in particular, people have an affinity for banana bread. It's actually the top-searched recipe in every single state right now. So it seems like a lot of people are busy baking, and in specific, they're really busy baking banana bread.
All right. That's interesting. Education is important, too, because I think so many parents are trying to figure out how to homeschool their kids. I mean, they're getting support from schools in many cases, certainly locally here, but not in every case. They're probably looking for a lot of things to keep the kids busy.
They are. As you imagine, this is an adjustment for a lot of people. And like you said, they're not only trying to manage their own work that they might be doing from home, but also kids going to school from home and having a lot of hours in the day that you're looking to fill, but you still want it to be beneficial. So we're seeing a spike in searches for educational websites for kids. That's increased about 2,500%. And what's interesting there is that there are a couple of different ways that this is taking shape. Of course, we mentioned YouTube, and a lot of people are going there for different videos about educational topics. We actually have a special section or a special website called Learn at Home, where you can get videos from different educational sources, which can be really helpful if you're looking to understand some concepts. And then another thing that I think is really interesting is the way that people have been engaging with things like museums or institutions that they might not be able to visit in person. You might have seen those photos on the internet of people recreating paintings and that kind of thing. But if you have a child who's interested in art or science, we also have a really cool thing called Google Arts and Culture, where you can log on to the Family Fun page and take different virtual tours. So that can still be a good way to, you know, keep kids busy while they're learning something. And another way that I think education is creeping up into the search trends is that when we look at different how-to searches, of course we see things trending like how to make a mask, but we also see questions like how to divide fractions. So I imagine a lot of parents themselves are needing to brush up on some different math skills as they look to help their kids.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Absolutely. I know people want to help, too. I think that, you know, that's one of the first things in any time of crisis. People say, well, what can I do? How can I help? And if that's the question, they go to Google and ask it, don't they?
They do. And I think that's one of the most heartening things when we see and find ourselves in challenging times is that people really do want to extend that hand and do what they can. So we've seen searches for things like help the community, how to volunteer, and food donation hit an all-time high worldwide as people really want to come together around this fight against the coronavirus. And people are also looking for ways to say thank you. We see a lot of how to thank searches, and that ranges for everything from the bus driver to a nurse to healthcare providers. And also how to support a lot of people looking how to support small businesses as well, which I think is a really good indication of how we are all in this together and that everyone wants to do their part.
Absolutely. So important to do. Well, Molly, I'm not sure I'm ready to raise chickens yet, although my daughter has expressed interest in it, so we may have to look into that. At the very least, I might make some banana bread later on. These are really interesting trends. We really appreciate your time this morning.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much again.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Molly Vandenberg. She's from Macomb County, and she works for Google. She's a trends expert, search trend expert, and it is interesting to see what people are searching, especially during this particular time on the old search engines.